Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we continue our discussion on the case study of upsizing real estate investment properties.
Hi, I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Real Estate Investments. And today I'm here with Marcia Edwards, and we are going to tell you how to go from a single family property into multiple units and the steps to get there.
We've got a lot of context here, but what we're going to do is talk midstream here, which is really a critical point of the transaction. And that is when you've identified a property you want to purchase, you've gotten it off the market or secured it with terms, and now you're looking to the property you're replacing to see what you can do to move it. Now, you've done your homework first.
Yeah. So on our test case that we've been talking about, who is a real listener, he called me, identified what he wanted to do. We knew that he had to sell his single family property in order to be able to exchange into a 14 unit property. And we just heard today that his offer's been accepted.
So now it's in my court, isn't it? Right?
Yes, it is. So walk me through that, Marcia. How's that going to work?
Well, there's challenges in getting out of single family residential investment property right now, because what there is a requirement on the books that says in the state of Oregon, you will provide a written agreement of terms with a buyer to that tenant and show them that you've sold the house, it's pending sale, and give them 90-day notice and give them a month of rent if they've been there long enough to qualify for that as well.
Okay, now let me double check. You only have to do that if somebody's going to live in it, move into it. If somebody buys it and says, hey, I'm going to keep it as an investment property and I'm going to keep the tenants, everything stays status quo, correct?
That is correct. 30% of the buyers last year were owner-occupied first-time buyers. So I really believe that you're going to get your optimum return, turning this investment property that's been used as an investment by the previous owner into owner occupancy to maximize the opportunity. So I jumped that step. You're right, Renee. But hopefully you'll get the return that you are warranted by owner occupancy opportunities. Now, if you cannot get them in the time frames that are quick enough to be successful, you're going to lose that 14 or 15 unit apartment complex.
Yes. When we first wrote that purchase agreement, we wrote a 70-day close, and the listing broker came back and said, you got to shorten that. It has to be 60 days or less.
So now we've got to have a conversation with the tenant and say, tenant, hey, if we help you lift you a little bit financially to get you able to move more quickly, would you do that? So it's cash for keys is what we call it in the industry. And that is to say, we have these rights, you can waive these rights, you can change the plan at your prerogative, but not ours. And to do that, we give them a cash incentive.
So on the next show, Marcia, can we dive into that a little more? Because I think it really needs to be explained.
You bet. Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Thanks for joining me, Renee.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.